You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about your family flex. Like,
what?
It's sort of like your family's claim to fame. I think this is going to be a little bit adjacent to mundane celebrity encounter. But it's like, what makes your family cool? Like,
okay.
Like, I just found out one of the patriarchs of my family was a notorious horse thief and was eventually sentenced to prison.
That's what makes your family cool?
Well, it's our flex.
Okay.
Maybe
I have mine wrong.
No, I mean, it can be positive things. But like, then he got sentenced to prison and he and his brother were both in prison and they busted out of prison and stole more horses.
Oh.
Wait, why do the same crime?
I don't, because
like,
he's good at it.
If you've already done the crime and you got caught and you're in prison and then they're like, you know, what's a good idea?
There's like, get on a horse.
I say, yeah, get back on the horse.
Okay, that's cool.
Also, it's not like they're security cameras. If they're stealing a horse.
Well, like, and this was in the, like, I don't even know what year, like 1800s.
Yeah.
We're talking like.
So someone would just have to know what he looks like to be like, that's the guy that escaped from jail.
Right. And like, they just have sketches or whatever of him on a horse, a little stick horse. It's like, no.
Okay.
All these guys look like him.
Yeah.
Anyway, then he changed his name. Smart. And then he never had to go back to prison.
Very smart man.
Way to go, man.
And now you're here to tell the
tale. Does anybody have one?
My great uncle, so my mom's uncle, was one of the people who ran the Olympic torch for we think it's the 84 Los Angeles Olympics. So the last time they were in
How
LA.
Far did he run?
I do not know. It's not like he was the one who like
brought
lit
it in.
The big
no,
torch.
But it's still being
but
one
I
of the
think
torches.
That they ran it. I could be wrong about when it was, but I know they ran it through part of like kind of where I grew up in the Bay Area. And so he was a big basketball star there. And so he's run the Olympic torch.
At a certain point, I'm not trying to knock your thing, but they like there is a point where they're just letting everybody like they just kind of pass the torch as it were. They're like they just hand it to like 40 different people. But if he got to run a little bit, that's like cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My understanding is he ran in the middle of the night with the torch.
Oh,
yeah.
Because they literally bring it from, like, if the last Olympics were somewhere, then they go to, like, the port farthest away. Like, the Olympics are in L.A., but they, like, stop. They bring it to New York, and it's, like, you Forrest Gump it all the way across.
Yeah, that's my understanding is, obviously, it was long before I was born, but.
Wow. I think that's really cool.
And he's in, like, a basketball Hall of Fame. Actually, I should have told you about this earlier, T-Hack. He's
what?
In like
you
the,
have a cousin in the basketball Hall of Fame.
No, this is my great uncle.
That's still
not the basketball Hall of Fame. He's in like a basketball.
Now, you're just we're doing family flex, and you're just this is more of a whimper at this
Sorry.
Point.
You're whoopsie. Yeah.
Like it? Do we only? We don't just want famous people, right? Because my like
well, yeah, no,
Erica, that's not necessarily famous. That's famous. Just really, really cool. Yeah, I want cool stuff.
Because there was like a Reddit thread about this and somebody's like, my cousin's a Hoktua girl. And that's a family flex.
Oh, boy.
Like, you're like, hey, you know the Hoktua girl?
Is like, that a flex though? Because you're like, that's my cousin.
That's kind of a flex.
But then you're like, but what she was talking about is not something you ever want to think your
funny,
cousin.
Though.
Oh, yeah. I think my cousins do that. I think my cousins listen to the show. I think you know which one you are. You're the Hoktua girl of my family.
Oh, jeez.
It's a guy, so it makes it funnier.
Do you think that we're all the Hoktua girls of our own families because we're kind of raunchy sometimes?
I think you probably are because you're not used to being in this raunchy of an environment.
Right.
You seem like you were much purer when you got here.
Sure was.
And you're pretty tainted already.
Yeah.
The stench is on you. I think I'm probably, this sounds so like narcissistic.
Pretentious.
But I think I'm the... Probably the like my mom. I'm definitely the family flex for my mom because she just can't. Like she goes to Walmart and she's just like, my son is slacker, and it's like, mom, they don't care. Like, what are
but
you doing?
But then there's like the people who do care and are like, that's freaking cool.
And she's proud. It's really cute.
Yeah.
But like we're at a restaurant and she's telling the server. Like, you ever look at somebody and go, you're NPR? Like you just know.
Yeah.
You're like, you're NPR.
No.
You're like you literally only listen to NPR. You don't. And she's like, do you know who this is? I'm like, mom. She like. Even if you held up a picture of our website, she's not going to know who I am. And it's just so humiliating.
Mm, when you're there for it, too.
Yes, I was right there. And I was like...
Oh, good. So that never ends.
Yes. It's horrifying. Anyway, if you've got a great family flex, we'd love to hear what yours is. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
Way back in 1989, my parents starred in a movie you might have
seen.
If
you bring this up again, I...
Starred is a stretch.
Starred.
They were... What? They were in Field of
Wait,
Dreams.
Wait, you just brought this up. Do you have another family flex? Yes, your parents were in a car in the final scene.
Yes.
I think it's cool.
Yeah. Arguably the most memorable car out of all of them at
well,
the end.
Well, I don't know which one it was.
They also didn't star in the movie.
Okay. Right. They were close.
You got to have another flex.
Oh my God. That's family that I'm related to.
Family Flex was your idea. This was your idea.
It's a Field of Dreams. Okay. That's probably going to be the best one.
I was told by my brother, who I would say is our family flex. He's an Air Force pilot, and like that's pretty cool.
He's not a slouch. He's like...
Yeah. Yeah. But I was told by him that... So my mother's maiden last name is very Irish.
Okay.
And I was told by him that we have a relative buried in one of the prestigious cemeteries in London, and I have no idea what it is, and I think he might have been lying to me.
Okay.
I thought it might have been Highgate Cemetery or like Westminster Abbey. Even.
Sure, but you think he might be lying?
Yeah.
So what we
I'm
want?
I'm not finding anything.
Like what I'm asking though is like what we want is we want listeners to call with their family flex, but the ones in this room
are got another
so
cool
Taco
one.
Bell mild sauce.
I don't know if this counts, but my brother was like a starting quarterback at Arizona State. And he was like in the newspapers. You could Google my name and all his info would come up because we were like, you know, Danny has three sisters. One is 15. That was me. Pretty it was good. Cool at the time. It was really cool.
Better than being in a car in a movie sometime.
Okay. We would watch him on TV. It was really cool.
What about this? 2011. Taylor Lautner starred in a little movie. You may have seen it.
Twilight?
Field of Dreams 2.
Oh, there's a second one.
Shut your mouth. There is not.
Performance in the first one. It spun off into a whole franchise now.
Oh,
was
man.
There really a Field of Dreams?
Yeah.
You're lying.
Rough. Yeah. Kevin Costner is cast. I don't know. He's in it.
No, he's not.
He's, I don't know. Okay. Hologram at that point. Taylor Lautner's a star.
I have another one that it's kind of, it was my family flex. It's not anymore. But like when I was married to a Brazilian woman, her sister's husband was the commander. He was the general of the Air Force Base in Rio de Janeiro. You may know it as Rio de Janeiro. Mm-hmm. And while we were visiting, he was like, we're eating. He's like, hold on, I gotta go. I'm like, what? He had to go because the airport is right there. But like when you're really famous, you want to land at the Air Force Base so you don't have to go through security. So he's like, I gotta go. The Pope's landing.
Wow.
And then he went and greeted the Pope. And then at the end of the week, he's like, I gotta go. Bon Jovi's landing. So he just got to go out and like
greet them
because I'm giving you permission to use my runway. He was a commander of the Air Force.
Whoa. That's very cool.
Yeah.
It's better than Taylor Lautner in. So here's the bar.
They didn't bring my parents back, but they consulted them.
The bar is set. It's got to be better than a car in Field of Dreams 2. Okay. Your family flex has to be better.
Now I've tainted their legacy.
Or maybe somebody who's dead in your family might or might not be in a famous...
I'll get back to you on that.
Oh, my God. All right. What is your family flex? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing family flexes. The thing about your family that, like, it's the cool thing, the cool person in your family, or the cool fact about your family.
Can I make an addendum?
Okay.
My great.
I saw you texting feverishly.
I was texting my mom, and she got me the correct information. My great uncle ran the torch for the 1996 Olympics, so they were running it across the country, and he was one of the people in California who brought it. Okay.
Where was the 1996 Olympics held?
Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just felt bad about lying, and I was alive for that.
Okay. And then also Tiak apparently wants to try to.
Are we doing another
try
Field
one
of Dreams?
More time to do something cooler than
I don't think they made a third Field of Dreams movie, but I do have a cousin who is a news anchor back home. The problem, I have like such a big family, I have cousins I've never even met before, and I just hear like, you know, he's the anchor on the news, and you're like, what,
in Iowa?
Yeah, but I told him, I'm like, well, I'm also a broadcast professional.
give some hard-hitting news every once in a while.
Yes, he is. I would say if you're going to call your family flex a news anchor, that means you are also a family flex. Mm. Well, maybe less impressive because you're not at home.
Yeah, and he hasn't reached out yet. I don't think he's interested in tips.
Do we think we're going to get better calls than your story?
We had somebody who hung up. He said everyone in his family has their CDL.
What's a CDL?
Commercial driver's license.
Yeah. Is that a flex?
That's pretty cool.
It's that, like, is a flex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you drive a truck?
Sure can't. Don't let me drive.
Okay. Tammy?
Yay.
What's your family flex?
Well, my uncle, he established surfing in Bali and helped found the competitions that they have throughout the Pacific Rim, some islands in the Pacific Rim.
Wow.
And my dad, he was the president of the Surfing Association in Hawaii, and I also married a Triple Crown surfer.
Wow.
Wait. So you're just a long line of surf dudes.
And you're kind of like, could you say you're a bit responsible for surfing being in the Olympics?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched it a lot last year.
Okay, relax.
You know what? I deserve that.
And now we live in Colorado.
Aww.
Yeah, not a lot of surfing out here.
What's that like growing up, though? When he's like, you've been hitting the books too hard. You got to hit the waves.
Yeah, go, man.
Get out there, man.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Tammy. Debbie?
Yay.
What's your family flex?
Okay, I got several. I'll start with Charlemagne, then William Braveheart Wallace, then Robert the Bruce, who founded Scotland, so he's sort of like the George Washington of Scotland.
Wait, like the guy that Mel Gibson played?
Yes.
Is related to you?
Yes, I'm a direct descendant.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool, Debbie.
I'd rather be a direct descendant of Mel Gibson, but nevertheless, I also
he's a little off the rails right now.
I also have a horse thief from Missouri named Jack Shepherd. If you think we might be related,
I don't think Shepherd's in your lineage, is it?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe they stole horses from each other.
It's not. That's right. That's really great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Debbie. I don't think Aaron was as impressed with that as I wanted her to be.
I've never seen Braveheart.
Oh. They can take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
All I know is that they have blue paint on their faces.
Just keep, okay. Chris?
Hello. Thank you. I got to do it.
Dude, you are a god right now.
Where are you?
Whatever you're doing is so important. What's your family flex?
So my great-grandfather was a combat engineer in World War II, and along with a lot of medals that he brought back for all of his bravery, I think his most prized possession and ours, anyways, he brought back two Nazi flags that he captured by physical force. They both have blood on them, so we usually pull those out when we're going through family history.
You just have Nazi flags at your house?
With
blood. Two of them.
Wow.
With blood? Oh,
that's
wow.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Chris. Oh, man, that made me laugh so hard. I don't even know what to do with that. Ainsley.
Hi, Oreo.
Hi, how are you?
What's your family flex?
So my sister was the American Girl Doll of the Year in, I think it was 2008. She was Nikki, and she was the cover model for it. But we didn't really realize how intense it was until she went to the Mall of America, and her poster was there, and just walked up, and that was it.
Whoa.
So they, like, made an American Girl Doll after her?
There was a Colorado American Girl Doll, and that was the doll of the year, and that was.
I think that was the same year I was in the top three.
Oh okay. My!
I'm not even joking.
No,
it's okay.
Aaron didn't win.
I'm okay with that.
This is so bad. We're gonna look her up. Her name was Nikki.
The American Girl Doll was Nikki.
Okay.
And
okay.
It was, I want to say 2008, but I could be a little. Whoa. It's around there.
I don't want to say your last name, but I found it.
Wow, that is cool. Thank you.
It was 2007.
Okay,
yeah.
Aline.
Wow.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your family flex?
So, about 20 years ago, we rescued some donkeys, and they were at my house, and they were
donkeys from Indiana Jones movies.
Why were they needing to be rescued?
Well, Indiana couldn't take care of them,
I guess.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Time once again for the headlines of the day. News or no?
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide. This is news or no.
News or no. Who blew one yesterday?
Me.
You just blew it on something stupid. You blew it on me for no reason.
It wasn't no reason. I deserve to shut you up.
All right. Shall we begin?
We shall.
Okay.
Good evening.
That was well played, because if she had said good evening, I was going to nope her before she even got
that's
through
why
evening.
I waited.
She just sat there because she knew that I was stewing. And now it seems weird to do it on the second story. But if she had started, I'd have noped her.
I also think my story is something that everyone in this room is going to want to hear. So go ahead, T-Hack.
Oh.
That's kind of a let. Well, here's my dumb story. Welcome to the program, everybody. Martha Stewart in the news. As she is releasing her own skincare line. She's teamed up with the same dermatologist who helped with Hailey Bieber's Rode products.
Ooh.
Which she sold for a bill.
Yeah.
This is a great idea.
Is that how you say it? Rode?
Rode,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Rode. Martha Stewart, she's 84 years old. She says there's a gap in the skincare market for women her age.
Really?
For sure. It's all focused on, like, you don't want to age, rather than, like, you have aged a little, but you can still look great and feel good in your skin.
Oh. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Does Martha look good right
Martha
now?
I haven't seen her.
She looks phenomenal. Yeah. Wasn't she just on Sports Illustrated or something?
I think that was like 2 years ago, but
still.
How old is she? In her 80s?
84.
Yeah, she's 84. The line debuts in September. There's two products, a serum that targets the signs of aging and an oral supplement addressing internal aging triggers.
Just so you know, T-Hack raised his eyebrows at the word oral.
I was just trying to focus.
That's genius. Word. I think that skincare it should be internal.
Okay. Hmm. I have the prices as well. What do you think, Martha's?
The
serum, yeah.
This serum, like, I've used this like vitamin C serum before
that
from like IS Clinical, and like it's a vial like this big.
Yeah.
And it's like $150. It's ridiculous.
Do you know the fluid ounces of her serum?
I don't. I'm sorry. No.
Okay, I'm going 96.
I'm going a buck and a half. I'm going all the way.
150?
Yeah.
75.
I don't know who wins. It's $135 for the serum. Yeah.
I think it's technically Erica, because if it's Price is Right rules, it's closest without going over.
What about that oral supplement?
Yeah, that'll only cost you $50.
Does she have one? Goes the other.
Okay, stop. What is wrong with you? A child somewhere is now going, Mommy, what is it? Me when Slacker does that? Gosh. Good evening.
Good evening.
Starbucks is don't do it, Slacker. No, don't do it. Starbucks is looking to release some new products, including protein drinks. I freaking love this because, you know, we're all on our, like, trying to get as much protein as possible game.
Dutch Bros has protein drinks.
Do they? Yeah. That's great to know.
I'm sorry, but Dutch Bros, it's terrible. I'm like, if you're a child, you love Dutch Bros, but like Dutch Bros, you cannot be a grown ass human and think Dutch Bros is good.
Dutch Bros will send me to the moon if I drink their coffee.
It's a little bit of caffeine, but so much sugar.
That's probably
like they're
what it
so
is.
Like. Yeah. I want to like
sugar free versions. It's fine.
But isn't Starbucks coffee not very good either?
Oh, I love kind of Starbucks
I love some
coffee.
Starbucks blonde espresso. Let's go. Mm. But like when I make coffee
their
at home,
drip
I do put protein.
Trash.
In it.
Okay.
Their
you
what
do?
Coffee?
Their drip coffee.
Oh,
my gosh, it's terrible.
Yeah, but I do. I have collagen protein. Yeah, that I throw in.
Well, so do I.
Why don't you come over and I'll make you something with my old Breville?
Well, Starbucks is going to be doing, you know, the cold foams that they'll put on top of their drinks. Those will be protein. No sugar added. You'll be able to then mix them into your drink, all that. They're also going to look at doing some coconut water-based beverages and improved baked goods.
Does anybody like coconut water?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
When you put it in your mouth, you're like, this tastes like coconut water. This is amazing. And then it degrades into like you just licked a marathoner's armpit.
Isn't it a bit slimy?
No.
It's got a little slime. There yeah. is
no, it
that.
Doesn't.
But it, then it turns into like alkaline, salty. It's like you licked a battery and a, like a sweaty battery. Like,
well, like hand over the sweaty battery.
In a Bikram yoga class, you're like,
Aaron knows take where a battery to find them for free. What are you doing? Once again, mommy, what does it mean when sucker? Stop!
You're like a Bikram battery. You get it, right?
Mm-hmm. I do. Yep.
We've all been in a yoga class and somebody's got a
sound.
Wait, what are you?
Somebody's got a.
Good evening.
Good evening.
If predictions are true, the number of natural redheads will dwindle down and basically be extinct by 2100.
Really?
But I've also heard that that's not actually going to happen because it's a recessive gene and then therefore it just like still pops up. I don't know.
Right. I feel like that's very strange.
Shut up. There's no way it's going anywhere. But you guys, you got, you're not helping yourselves by not seeking out Rupert Grint or whatever his name is.
Like I've said,
bedding
I've
him
never,
down.
I have dated, I don't have a type. I've dated white men, really black men. Like I don't have one.
You don't.
The only people I won't date, other redheads, because
yeah,
people assume that
them.
We are siblings.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yep. Do you guys trust a redheaded man? I just like,
why?
A bad experience.
Oh, they're all the same.
They're all the same.
Show us on the doll what he did. Did it go like this?
No.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just want to...
I am unhappy.
Oh my God. Erica is so mad at me today. I found a story that I can't wait to share with everyone. And
you're
I think Tiak has seen it too.
Driving by and throwing tomatoes at you.
No. This is amazing. Do you understand how nature works?
I don't like to.
Okay, but nature works a certain way. Like,
is this about? Oh, I think I know what it's about.
Like sometimes, like there are cute little bunnies, and I think you go like, "Yay,
oh,
cute little bunnies!"
Oh, they're in my neighborhood.
Yeah,
and Swanson then, tries to chase them.
Right in my neighborhood, it's like packed with bunnies. But then around March or whatever, you hear it sounds like women being harmed, and you're like, "What is that sound?" They're just like screaming and crying. You're like, "Oh, those are coyote pups." So they just like wail and scream and cry. And then 2 days later, you go out and it's like, where are all the bunnies? Oh. The coyotes ate all the bunnies.
Is that why the bunnies are in my neighborhood now?
Yeah, because there's no coyotes. There's nothing to, the bunnies are running rampant because you need predators to take care of those bunnies.
I guess Swanson isn't cutting it.
Yeah.
No, we don't let him catch them.
So there is a zoo in Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what you thought it was?
Yep.
Oh,
that
my
is
gosh.
Asking people, hey, have you got some unwanted pets? Swing them by the zoo.
Do you know how disgusting this is? This is an abomination. And every...
It's, not, it's the circle of life.
No.
Sing it with me. The circle of life.
The circle of life isn't someone gets a pet to care for them and to give them the perfect, wonderful life that they deserve. Mm-hmm. And then decides, I don't want them anymore. Feed you to the wolves.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the circle of life.
I think it's like tigers and lions, but...
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Feed you to the tigers and lions.
Does it change your mind that they are specifically asking for chickens, rabbits, and guinea pigs?
Get those guinea pigs
and,
in there.
And big fat chihuahuas in the Parker area.
No!
Hack has booked a flight to Denmark.
This is, he's this like, is so yucky. Those chickens were your pets, too.
No.
Those guinea pigs were probably in a classroom once.
Do you really think it's that bad?
Yes, I think this is, I think that PETA should get involved.
So you, but there's the opposite side. Like you just said, the bunnies are cute, but also the coyote pups. They're hungry.
Boo. They're hungry.
They're you cute. Got it too.
They're
if you saw
cuter.
A starving coyote pup, what are you going to go like, hey man, here's some eggplant.
No, I'd say get out of here. You're going to try to pick up my dog in a couple years.
And if you leave your dog in a coyote-friendly area, mm-hmm. that should happen. It's this. Stop,
you're disgusting.
I'm not disgusting. I'm just saying. But that you're not going to do that. You're a great dog mom. But like,
and
if
I
your dog
never...
is reaching the end,
no, you just, don't just leave it for a coyote.
Why wouldn't you let your dog fulfill their purpose? As
my dog's purpose is to be my child.
Until
no,
it's not.
No, I know. And I've thought a lot about this. I'm going to be a wreck.
You're
going to
be a wreck. But you'd be less of a wreck if you know a lion like passed him through his lower intestine.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the cute lion pups.
Those are cubs.
The cubs.
Come on, Hack. Where are you?
Yeah, I understand. It is the gross side of things, but it's the truth. I think this happens in nature. I have two chihuahuas. They're not surviving anything in the real world. I know that. They know that.
Right.
The zoo said that they would also accept horses and that the owners would get a tax deduction.
Horses for what?
IRS. We've got a big write-off coming.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We'd like to hear the time you were naked, or as I like to say, naked.
Mm.
Yeah.
Why don't you like when I say naked?
It's something.
A little too redneck for you?
No, honestly, my dad used to be like, they were naked.
Is that from something?
I just think it's in the South. They do NEKKID. You know, you're like, they was naked. It's like, yeah. So it's just a little that. I don't know why.
I don't know why. It just gives me like secondhand embarrassment.
The naked part or just me saying it like that?
Both.
The naked part is why I'm so uncomfortable as well, because girls don't get, I don't think we get caught naked so often.
I think you do just as often as... you're telling me the first thing that springs to my mind when I think of naked is I'm at a hotel. Like, I think I was in Napa and I ordered just like, I was so hammered from wine or whatever. So I ordered a bunch of room service and then it's sitting there and you just don't want to let it, you don't want to wake up in the morning and have all that like half decomposing food. So you're like, I'm just going to sit in the hallway.
Naked?
Well, you're naked. Like, nothing.
I'm not
like,
going anywhere near a hallway naked.
But you're
not
just
opening any door naked.
Like, because
two in the morning, you're just like, and I'm just like.
And what if the person across from you opened their door at the exact moment to do the same thing and you were both naked and you just had a.
What if she's gorgeous and our eyes lock and we're like, are you hammered too? Like, I don't know. But like, so then I set it outside and I'm like, don't want to leave it in front of the door because then I'll trip over it in the morning. So I like move it over and then you hear that click.
No.
And you're like, son of a...
No,
never.
You owe whatever hotel that happened to damages.
Why?
Because you were running around naked.
I didn't run because running jostles. I grabbed the top of the thing, the food thing, and put it over my berries.
And what about your behind?
Oh, I'm going to only take things head on. Nobody's behind me.
In a hotel, anyone can be behind you at any moment.
No, but at 2 in the morning, nobody's coming out of their rooms.
It's just a guy's butt.
Right.
No one can,
I knew somebody else staying in the hotel, so I went and pounded on their door and got their robe.
Oh, okay.
And then I went down to the desk and got a key.
Yeah, that's okay, pretty good.
You didn't put it on, but you did.
No, I had the robe, though, just in case.
Right.
Yeah. You could have shot me in the junk and I had my shield. I was like Captain America.
In Napa.
Yeah, in Napa. Okay. The real reason we got talking about this is some dude in England got fined because he went through a drive-thru naked.
Which?
That's illegal.
What are they for? He didn't go into the restaurant. I'm in my car.
Yeah.
It's indecent exposure.
Yeah. When the person sticks their arm out to say, here's your order, sir. They're also going to go, and drop it on you.
Yeah, but if it's donuts, it works, right?
Stop.
Only if you're... And here I was thinking, I have a naked story.
Yeah.
Are you gonna give us yours? I was trying to get into the shower once.
Okay.
And I opened the curtain, and there was the largest cockroach I've ever seen. So I was fighting it. Fully naked. Oh, trying to kill that.
How? Like, you, there's no way you have the bravery to hit it with your naked foot.
No! I have like a cockroach spray. It was rock bottom for me.
So you're.
It also just feels more humiliating because you're naked fighting this bug.
And like and running.
Is it judging me? Yeah. I don't know.
It started to try and fly.
But not to be weird, but like. Like, just like me running through the hotel, I didn't want to do that because of the jostling, right? But like, there's a mirror there. So you're fighting a bug and you're like catching glimpses of your fighting form.
Like I said.
Right?
Like I said, rock bottom.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Yeah. That would be, No one's going to come through that unscathed. Even an MMA fighter is going to be like, this isn't good. This isn't my best look. You know what I'm saying?
How did you get it though?
The bug spray.
Just the spray.
And then you just...
It just suffocated.
Let it die.
And then did it go down the drain?
No, then you have to pick it up.
Because it was too big for the drain?
Yeah, but I think it came up the drain. But
so you're in that weird, you're like, this is going to take a little bit, but I'm not going to get dressed.
Cause... Yeah.
Well, because I just fought for my life. Yeah. And now I'm sweating and need to shower. I hate cockroaches.
All right, well, if you have a naked story, we would love to hear it. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
My wife works from home. She's often, she's often on Zoom calls. This is before she had a dedicated space. Her desk was just kind of in the living room. And I remember it was a very hot day and I was so mad because it was like, we're on the cusp of whether the AC should be turned on or the heat. So I'm always hot and it was just too hot in the house. And I came down like in a huff, naked, but I was. because we have windows, so like I know to cover myself a little bit. But she was on a call, so that I walked.
What were
you
holding? You were just holding your hands in front of it?
Yeah, the front.
Were your children present?
Yeah, I need a no. There's only one at the time, and I think he was. I don't know if he was napping or what he was, but no, he wasn't. It's like, not weird. They're little enough. You can walk around naked.
Do me a favor. Hold up your hand. Yeah. Okay.
I had two hands.
You didn't use two hands.
Huh? I needed a third hand. No. You could have used it.
Your wife is HR, bro.
I know. It was really
you
bad.
You are so dumb.
Did really the person bad. See you?
They saw a shirt, what they thought was a shirtless man go up, and she's like, I'm sorry, my husband just didn't realize. Yeah.
Wow.
So we just played it off like I was shirtless.
Little did they know.
Yeah.
They knew.
I guess you couldn't see real well, I guess, on the camera. They thought.
Yeah, those cameras aren't real.
They were
real
being nice.
High
they know.
Resolution.
The background's blurred. I don't know. But I was in,
Yikes.
All right. If you have a naked story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for the times you were naked.
Naked.
I have the exact opposite reaction. When you say naked, it just, oh.
You love
it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's soothing. Yeah.
Well, I'll change it for Erica. I think it's important to respect her.
Okay.
Tina.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Naked.
Okay, this is like a scene out of a movie, but me and my husband were house sitting for my aunt, and she has a hot tub, and she said, you know, if you don't bring suits, don't wear clothes because the chlorine will mess up if you're wearing clothes in there. So just, it's dark, go out naked. So we do that, but little do we know the door closes and that stick fell. And so we were trapped we don't know the neighbors. I mean, and it's late, so it was pretty hilarious.
What did you do?
Okay, this is where it gets good because they had a doggy door, but it's a pretty small dog.
No.
Yes, and literally my husband's just shoving my butt through there.
Oh my gosh, were you like so scratched up?
Yeah, I kind of caught on my hips, but we made it. So it's a fun story.
Oh. Wait, so no one else was there? You were staying there?
But still, there's no such thing as naked in the hot tub unless you're a swinger family.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a real thing.
Sounds like a cool aunt.
Yeah, she's just trying to get you to get it on in the hot tub.
No.
Babies.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Tina. I was not comfortable with that one. Mark.
Yay.
Naked.
Slacker, you'll appreciate this one. My wife and I went to the Rio one afternoon, had our 3 margarita limit, decided that wasn't good enough, drove to another Rio, had our 3 margarita limit.
Shut up! They're made with like Everclear. Like 3 margaritas is like you're a god. Like you're insane.
Yeah, I was a little insane. Ended up at the house, not really sure how. Both of us passed out. Our teenage kids were worried, so called my sister-in-law, who decided to come over. And she got a glimpse of all of me buck naked asleep in my bed.
So margaritas make you drop trow then, is what you're saying. You're just like.
Also, you had teenage children and you were like, let's go get 3 more.
Sounds like they're deserving.
Yeah, that's true.
100%. That's nice, Mark. That's beautiful. Thank you. Aaron?
Yai.
Naked.
Okay. So back in the college days, I was with my boyfriend, now husband, but we were at his parents' house, and we had a little bit too much to drink, and I was unfamiliar with the house. It was my first time there.
Oh, no.
So also meeting them for the first time, and we sleep naked, but upstairs where we were at has no bathroom. Mm. So I make my way downstairs, unfamiliar with the house, and I walk into their bedroom. Naked.
You went downstairs naked in your future in-laws home?
Yeah. To find the bathroom.
And I'm going to toot my own horn a little bit. I was a volleyball player, so I was in great shape. So my boyfriend slash husband got a high five in the morning, didn't understand until the story was
told. Oh, my gosh.
Ew.
I like this one, son.
She's a keeper. If you don't want her, we'll take her.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Thank you, Aaron.
It's different than the reaction I got when they're like, take him back. Yeah. Cover him up.
Nicole?
Yai.
Naked. What happened?
Okay. So I went to school in Southern California. I had never, I'd never lived on the West Coast before. I experienced, there was an earthquake.
Oof. Scary.
That's so weird that you're saying that, because I just had this dream and I was like, and I felt like an earthquake.
In your dream?
In my dream. And I'm like, I wonder if that's what it really feels like.
I could tell you.
You've been in one?
Of course. I lived in California for like 18 years. Oh, well, okay. Wait, 20 something years.
Okay. Well, let's get to the naked part then. Not with you, Erica.
No, absolutely not.
So, I mean, it was, I was experiencing my first earthquake and I panicked and I literally just ran out of my apartment with no clothes on. Like, I had just gotten out of the shower and then I got outside and no one else had run outside.
Because they were all veterans. They knew what they knew what was what.
Probably a baby and you were just like, no doorway, no under table. I'm getting naked outside.
I'm going. I'm running.
Wonderful.
Earthquakes don't seem so bad.
They don't. How many people saw you naked, Nicole?
I mean, I kind of ran back inside pretty fast once I realized.
Yeah, that's good.
Just
I mean,
channel nine.
I don't know. I tried not to count and linger.
I understand, but you're just scared and you forget that you're not wearing clothes.
Well, right. Nicole, for future reference, stand in a doorway and brace yourself across the doorway.
Mm.
All right.
And put on pants.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Thank you for the call. Samantha?
Yai.
Naked. What happened?
Naked. Basically, my husband, to get rid of anybody who comes to the door, be guys trying to sell us solar panels or
he doesn't.
Have you gotten somebody to spray for ants this year because they're coming constantly. He'll just answer the door naked and they usually will go away pretty fast.
Also
diabolical.
Is that illegal?
You're in your house.
You're in my house.
Imagine knock, knock, knock. This is me coming from Utah. It's the Mormons. I love them, but imagine answering your door naked for them.
Well, you think they'd stay or go?
They would go. That is, it's also
they would
quite
run away.
Disrespectful to them.
Yeah.
Actually.
They always go. They leave like immediately.
Are there any
it's
people
hilarious.
That have made Stayed? A yeah made a trip back?
Oh my gosh!
No. My husband, love him, but he's a hairy man, and they don't tend to return looking for that.
Also,
usually
full nude or like tidy whiteys or.
Oh, he'll switch it up. If he's feeling super mischievous, like he'll go full nude. But most of the time, it's like a tidy whitey, and then he'll put his hand in the waistband, and he'll just
grab the belly.
Like, you called a radio station. You know that, right? Like, you're clearly not embarrassed by this.
Oh no, I love it. Like, it's making the traffic like in front of our door so much less. Like, it really is. It's like they're calling their friends and saying, "Don't go there."
Yeah. Just wait till Halloween.
Gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This was probably the hardest 24 hours of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm scared we're not going to get the answers we want.
It's time for the diary. And like, we as a society are such bingers now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That we've lost the ability to wait for the next episode.
Imagine waiting a week. What if we were doing this weekly?
Oh my God. Yeah, like, count your lucky stars, people.
Yeah.
So where we last left off, it was like a recap of the happenings of Thanksgiving, right?
And it all started great, actually. And then she says it was a disaster and it started with Kim.
Kim had a meltdown through some stuff, but it wasn't over the food. It was because nobody showed up or something.
Yeah, but then she came downstairs and was like, hunky-dory.
Because everyone was blowing sunshine up her butt and telling her how great her food was. And that's when Ryder was like,
She's a faker.
Mm-hmm. And I've wasted
so much time sharing my personal information and I don't know her.
So we were all kind of having an argument.
Yeah. Is I gave her so much and I realized I don't really know her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because was your take hack that because she never shared that she had invited anybody? Or was it that she was faking it? My take was more like she's fake. Like she came back down. She was just normal. And it's like, well, then who are you? You're just a chameleon.
Which that to me is, that doesn't quite make sense. Because you would just be polite if when people are over, when you're hosting.
Right.
You would just kind of put your back. Just like we talked about. You have a fight with your spouse on the way to, and you're fighting. And they open the door. Hey!
And you're like, oh, yeah. You like, got
to. We'll talk about it later.
Make it till you make it.
Yeah. So, but I did. Is she mad because she's like, you didn't even tell me you were going through this, you didn't even tell me that you wanted your family to come and that you're clearly upset about it, and I've shared so, kind of like what Aaron said, shared so much with you.
Did she think that the show was just for attention, the meltdown was for attention? That's what I took.
Oh yeah, that was the other theory. Yeah. It's like, oh, she was faking. That's
because the food was there on time, like she wasn't like, late.
What was going on? Yeah,
because the meltdown looked like it was going to be about food, but then they were like, wait, everything's
right
done.
And we found out that Alex is her younger brother.
Yes.
Yay.
All right. So that diary entry was dated November 30th.
Yes.
And it was pretty good. We nobody used our veto on it because it was long enough.
Yeah.
But then we know that the next one's also November 30th. So it was tough to not use a veto on it.
And I'll tell you this. November 30th that we read yesterday, handwriting's pretty normal. Today might be harder.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Can we just make a rule where if it's really bad, you can pre-read it?
No, because it's like. Yes, but what I'm saying is it also gives us a big insight into her mood.
Okay, you're right.
That's why I tell you guys when it gets wild, I'm like, here goes the handwriting, because it's giving you that like escalated feeling.
Do you want to hold it up to the camera real quick and like let people know how bad it is?
There's like a lot of underlines and.
Ew. Okay.
Loops. Mm. So we're going to do our best here.
Okay.
Everyone ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. November 30th again. Okay. Now I'm so f-ing mad. I have to get this out. Oh, I got drunk. Everybody got drunk. My family believes in wine and lots of it when it comes to holidays. The only problem with wine and lots of it part is that it sort of acts like a truth serum. Alex complained about not being ready for college and feeling pressured to succeed and not wanting to end up like me, wasting my talents working at a bank.
Oh, thanks, my
Alex.
God.
Thanks a lot.
I just want to say that one thing we just left out of the recap was that when Kim was having her meltdown, she called dad's girlfriend baby talker to her face.
We think.
Well, she told her baby talker, get out of my kitchen or something.
Right.
And it's like, you just outed the writer as like talking smack behind and having a crappy nickname.
And baby talker's real name is Sally.
Oh, that's right.
Which is baby coming into play here. Okay. Sally got so drunk, she actually stopped baby talking and has a nice regular voice. Note to self, give Sally liquor more after or more often and she'll stop being so annoying. Mike said he loved me to my parents.
Oh my gosh.
My dad said something nice about me and Mike just says, yeah, it's why I love your daughter.
What?
And I didn't even get time to enjoy it because stupid Kim starts f-ing mocking him. Okay.
I hate Kim so
Everyone
much.
Everyone loves her.
I told you. Sorry. Yeah. Everyone
but he didn't
her.
Say it to her. He said it about her.
Everyone was drunk.
I know, but dude, you have to tell her before you say it to somebody else.
Although there are Mike times where just, like it slips out.
Totally.
Oh, Mike is blowing it.
Okay, so stupid Kim starts mocking him. Okay. Everyone loves her and rolling her eyes and making stupid hand gestures. And before I knew what was happening, I'd thrown my glass of red wine all over her and her pretty new sweater. And the floodgates opened and we both started talking and yelling and crying. And this is the part I was still trying. This is the part I was still trying to protect until I came home from work today. And Elwood was.
Wait.
Something I was still trying to. Until I came home from work today and Elwood was tied up outside in the cold. For 10 days, we just haven't talked. 10 days? Okay, whatever. We just haven't talked. We are ghosts who make coffee and go to work and pretend we can't see each other. But you do not tie up my dog and leave him outside.
That's the end.
And it the way it's written.
Oof.
And I'm with her.
Yeah.
Not to add another bleep to it, but I would have right there. I am so... Can you... The disrespect. You can hate someone, but you can't hurt their dog.
That says a lot about them. They're a terrible person.
You don't throw a drink on someone.
Yeah, you do if...
No.
Oh, Hack has a very... But then... I agree with you, but then Kim should have come back at her, not the dog.
Yes.
Well, like, it sounds like they did go at it there. She just didn't get into the details.
But then, like, no matter what, your beef is with the writer, not with the dog. Don't do it.
Also, I'd love to know, what is Kim's beef with the writer?
She seems to be so jealous. And it's funny because they're both jealous of each other.
Yes.
It seems like they think the other one's perfect.
Maybe I'm way wrong here. I'm surprised, especially you two, that you don't have more empathy for Kim.
None.
Because it seems like she is struggling with being accepted. She doesn't have family supporting her. She clearly doesn't get the attention that she deserves. She's lashing out in ways she feels that she deserves, or she doesn't get enough attention. Better. And so she's lashing out in inappropriate ways. But
I
that doesn't mean you throw a drink on her face.
No,
she's horrible. She's terrible. Or is she just struggling with stuff that she needs a friend?
If you're struggling, I am more than willing to help, to support, but you can't do it in this poor, poor, pitiful me way. Like, you have to... It's the way that Kim's doing it that I don't like.
But Ryder isn't saying any of that.
Came to Ryder and said, I'm really going through something.
Yeah.
It would mean a lot to me if we host Thanksgiving. I'm hoping these people come, whatever. She's just resorting to... Oh, everybody loves her. My Kim is exactly like Kim.
I
think that Kim's not being mature.
Yeah.
And it's forcing Ryder to be much more immature back. That's what I feel.
All I want to say is this is 100% written from inside the brain of Ryder.
Right.
And if we could find Kim's diary, it's probably very, very broken. Like... Yeah. Her side of it. She's so, like, she's hitting on him, and it's just like,
but you
like, Kim's version of that could be completely different. And it's like, Kim could be, like, I'm not taking Kim's side because I hate her for taking that magical moment where Mike slipped up and, like, made it bad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Kim's diary might be, like, I made food for all these people and nobody appreciates it. There's a point where it's like, I did all this stuff and everybody's just... I know you, but like...
But then it's also like, oh, she's not getting the attention she thinks she deserves. And then Ryder's like, everyone hits on Kim. She gets the attention.
But it's empty attention. I think we saw a glimpse into, like, unless we think she's lying about family coming, she's clearly has a hole. In like,
yes.
I don't have family. The people I want to give me attention don't give me attention.
She's sure, 6 feet. She's hot, sure, but she doesn't have a boyfriend.
On me, but that's right. Not the attention Kim wants. Right.
She Kim
wants
needs attention from herself. She needs to truly work on herself.
Kim needs attention from a therapist.
So do you think throwing the drink on her at the event after she cooked dinner for her will help her
along that way?
That's but she shouldn't have mocked her quote-unquote best friend.
I'm disappointed.
It was alcohol-infused, which is not an excuse. But that I wasn't seeing it from that angle, and I respect what you're saying. Like, that was way over the line.
It's unattractive.
To throw the drink was way over the line.
And I don't know that I've ever thrown a drink at someone.
Oh, my God. Especially red wine.
Red wine is brutal.
You're just making...
But at the end of the day, you kind of teed yourself up for it, and then you put her dog out in the cold. You deserved it.
Okay.
She put the dog out after the red wine.
Yes, just true.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Now she deserves it.
There's things going on with the number of days that are driving me nuts. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, Thanksgiving wouldn't have been on the 20th. I don't...
She's probably just 10 days. It's really been like a week.
Yeah. What's the date of the next entry?
Shoot, she wrapped it up.
All right, well, whatever it is.
Okay. It's December 3rd.
Okay.
And so I'm warning you now, it's not super long.
Sorry.
Potentially a short diary entry or the first veto and a double entry tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It came to my attention that something is happening for the first time a little later this week, and the four of us have no idea. Well, actually.
What are you talking about?
Have any of you traveled together before?
Yeah.
Sort of. Well, I mean, we've gone to the same place.
Oh, yeah, but not...
I was on a flight with Aaron. You, Tiak, and Aaron were together for one flight.
Okay, so on those flights, did you sit together? What time did you guys get to the airport? Did you have breakfast at the airport?
I literally don't remember with either flight.
That's bizarre to me.
Hack, do you remember?
I don't. So we've only been on one flight. It was just me. I've never flown with Slacker. I don't think.
No, you and I.
No, because you flew back with Tall Man.
Yeah, we were on a different flight. But us together, no, I don't think we sat together. But
you
were there.
You didn't?
No, we didn't.
Can you tell me why? So we're all traveling together later this week, and it's a little bit kept me up at night. Because I'm like, well, what's the vibe?
Erica,
do I get to the airport and go find him?
You're
and we maybe
make
have
this
a beverage together?
Not anymore.
And
what
it's
do you want
to
it to be like?
Oh my gosh, I want to hang out with you guys the whole time.
You want to middle seat it?
No. See, then I thought about the middle seat.
So that's where I
Aaron is middle seat.
It.
She's designated. She's just little.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
But there is also four of us. So are we going 3 and 1? Are we going 2 and 2?
If we're really getting into this, like on the air, I will happily sit with you. I think we would have fun. I don't want to sit anywhere near T-Hack. And I love him, but his attitude about travel, literally, this is not easy to say, and I probably shouldn't even say this.
Oh my gosh.
He pisses me off.
You won't even look him in the eye?
I won't, because he pisses me off. Like, I believe in... No, to be frank, so does Aaron. Because she's
gonna say, why
she's
is
another
getting
level.
All of the heat?
They have two different things they do that are so maddening.
But you've never traveled with me before, so now I'm worried. Am I also going to piss you off?
You're
and
right.
Are you just piss off?
What time do you got to get to the airport? If your flight's
I was wondering about this.
How many hours before your flight?
It's got to be at least an
that
hour.
That was a
before.
Trick question. The number is 0 hours before your flight.
No, you got
to. It doesn't
there an
have
hour
to be
before
hours.
Boarding. 1 hour.
One max.
Before boarding.
Sure.
Mostly because I want to get a beer.
We're going for such a short time that you're not, please, for the love of God, princess, tell me you're not checking.
Well, I'm bringing.
Oh, God.
The underseat thing.
I'm going to travel. I'm changing my flight. What?
Wait, what?
I'm just kidding. Yeah. No. Swanson's not coming, though. I wish he could.
No.
No, I will not. I am a pro 2-day traveler.
Okay.
One tiny little carry-on, one backpack or large bag.
Yep, okay.
That's it.
Okay, we can be friends. We can travel together. And you're 90 minutes on the outside. And that's if there was no traffic, you get to the airport. Aaron is like 5 hours. It's like, well, the flight is tomorrow, but it's almost tomorrow now. And you're like, what?
So that's what pisses you off about her.
It's not 5 hours.
It's insane. She cut and pasted. I was proving my point of what TSA says to do.
Well, TSA can shove it.
Yes. It's that's like federal. She did. Oh my God. You quiet. Sorry. I'll get to you.
No. Don't say sorry.
It's federal.
She cut and pasted the thing that says TSA guidelines recommend 2 to 3 hours before your flight. Right. It's like, for whom? That's so dumb.
3 hours is like, if you're checking a bag, you don't have pre-check, you're also gonna pack gallons and gallons of liquids in your bags. And by the way, you probably have a hip replacement, so you've got metal in
you. All that. If you don't have those things, I can hit security 30 minutes before boarding and be walking on straight onto the plane. Just like,
do you get no joy out of sitting in the airport?
I get some now that, like, I have the Amex card and there is some joy. And like, we are flying Southwest, which is C gates, where the Amex lounge is. Okay. So I can go in there and tear it up, which little joy, but it's still not worth getting there at errand time. It's like, this is the same month as I'm traveling. I should be out there. Like, it's so dumb.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a simple pleasure. I love getting to the airport 2 hours early and just sitting outside my gate. Chilling.
You don't even go into like a restaurant or a bar and like sit and have a meal.
It's so dumb. It drives me crazy.
If I'm going on vacation, especially if it's like with Dane, my fiance, we want to have a meal and a drink and like kind of kick off vacation at the airport.
Yes. I'm with that.
But you're not gonna be doing anything?
No.
I'm sitting outside my gate.
With a book.
Yeah.
Nerd. I respect it. Oh, hey, God. Hey, you shush. Now, why are you pissed at T-Hack?
Because he doesn't get it. He doesn't travel enough. So like, we're flying that airline. We're, oh my God, we're cattle. We can't pick our seat ahead of time. Yeah. So I have already thrown money at it so that when check-in time comes, I'm going to be A1 through 15 no matter what. And he is up my... What a waste. Who cares? You're getting on the plane either way.
Thank you.
I don't want to be a middle seat. It is worth...
Hey, you're a tall man.
It sucks no matter what.
No, it doesn't.
The aisle isn't good. The middle's not good. The window's not good.
The window's
amazing.
Lay your head and rest.
The front of the plane is bumpy. The back of the plane is bumpy. It just doesn't matter.
Middle seat is the worst.
I've seen my father-in-law set the timer and wait for it. Now I can check in and he hits it and he's like, boarding group C. And he's like, he's all mad and stuff. And it's like, who cares? And also,
I care.
You did everything you could. You hit it the second you could do it, and you still got C.
So that's why wallet flog it.
It must not be real.
But if you wallet flog it, if you say, I want business select or whatever they call it,
that's what it is.
Like business selector. Like, dude, it's worth it. Then I get there. You are like, you're going to be C94, and I don't care. I will wave to you. And you know what, buddy? I'm not going to save you a seat. Because if you respected business select, I would save you a seat. But now I want you to be a middle seat.
You would save me the aisle seat?
100% I would.
You would save me the middle or the same thing.
No.
Erica, to answer your question, I don't think we're sitting next to each other.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I don't think I've ever been more confused than I have been today. I feel like disoriented, sort of.
Was it? Because I asked something earlier.
Yeah, it's been bugging me. So it's time. We don't have anything else to do right now. So let's have it out.
I just looked around the room and I said, so has anyone else cried today? We were all kind of in a funny mood when we got in here today.
I don't think so. I
felt it too.
Yeah, everyone was just kind of in
hack.
Not funny.
Don't
you ever get a little silly after you cry?
Please text in.
You immediately were like whistling show tunes or something. Yes. Like you were also silly.
We were all just in a little loosey goosey.
I'm that way
in.
Every day. Like
you brought food in the studio today.
Yes, that is so true.
Because I came in a little earlier than I normally come in. I came in to use my good friend T-Hack's words. During lunchtime, when it would be appropriate to eat in the studio, not between 3 and 7 your smorgasbord and hot plates.
My food around lunchtime, and sometimes it trickles into it 3 to 7.
You're just like,
I got an open food container next to me right now.
You're noshing for 4 solid hours. Just a little bit here, a little bit there.
If that's good or bad for my digestion.
It's probably good. They do say like keeping the fire stoked.
We could do like a is it good or is it bad thing on that.
Right.
Whether need the meals.
Intermittent fasting. Yeah. But I just want to set the stage one more time. We're just in the studio, just kind of sitting here, like
Everyone's reading through things.
Like, what are we going to do? And then Erica, like, I'd love to hear from somebody who goes, yeah, that's a typical question that gets asked at my workplace. Hey, anyone else cried today?
We don't have a normal workplace.
But like, two things happened at once. You go, huh, anyone else cried today? And Aaron's like, oh yeah. And then Erica goes, yeah, I could tell. And you're what?
I didn't know it was her. But I had the sense that tears.
What is happening?
There's another amongst us.
Yeah, a feeling that someone else shed
the
tears.
The air was salty.
I was curious, roughly what time were your tears shed?
It was probably around noon.
Dang, mine was like 11:15.
Dang.
It would have been cool.
Because you wanted to cycle up?
Yeah, if we were cycle sisters for crying.
That's pretty dang synced up. That's pretty close.
Do you want to talk about it? Like, did you cry happy? Like, did you see a puppy frolicking?
Oh, no, it wasn't happy.
Oh, it's just like it's stressed. Just stressed out. There's a lot going on. We have travel later this week. I'm finishing selling my house, which is great. But man, let me tell you, suddenly they're like, oh, when are you available? Just sign all this paperwork. And you're like, I have a job. So
can you walk me through it? Like, was it? Because for me, I need, like it never washes over me like that. I have to have a catalyst. I have to see a cancer commercial.
Oh, no. Well, I had therapy, but I didn't cry in therapy. And then I went upstairs to start getting ready for work.
I don't want to see you sweat, Slacker.
What is happening? Do you understand how weird this whole thing is?
My fiance walked in while I was getting ready, and he could tell something was just kind of off.
Because it's just brewing. It's under the surface.
He's like, something's going on there. And he said, is everything all right? And I said, no. And then I cried. It wasn't like a big sob. It was just some light tears.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, same.
But just him, his little nudge. Just asking,
just
is everything
caring,
okay?
Someone caring, someone asking, someone paying
being able
attention.
To notice like that is
pretty nice.
Great.
And he didn't go, that's kind of a rhetorical question.
No, he hugged me.
I'm looking for her. Fine, I'm fine. No.
He hugged me and said, what can I do to help?
Oh.
And I said, I don't know.
Look at that laugh now. What? Are you gonna?
So,
what is
you
wrong?
All know the feeling of someone saying, "How can I help?" And you're like, "I don't know."
Okay. I think you're probably more normal than I am.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Because Aaron's agreeing with me, which means there's at least two.
Yeah. Mine was kind of similar, where it was just like I definitely hold in everything and I build it up. And I'm trying to work on that, not in therapy, just with ChatGPT.
Oh, God.
Aaron, that couldn't be any less healthy.
Aaron's got a little number.
But I'm aware. And kind of similar stuff where there's just like a lot going on. So I was like, all right, let me release a little bit of this so I don't explode later on.
So you made a conscious effort.
Yeah.
So you essentially scheduled to cry.
Kind of. Yeah. I felt it brewing and I was like, I need to get a little bit out.
Now's a good time before the show later. Yep.
So you...
And then
you can just like go and like
she can. I can't. I gotta wait till something goes wrong or right. But I have a question. Yes. T-Hack, were you being sarcastic earlier when you said you shed a tear last night?
No, I
you cried out, Jill!
It was last night. What? So it barely counts.
You went 12 hours off the cycle, sisters.
Why did you cry?
He started it.
Yeah, you started the cycle.
You're the alpha.
Oh, no. I cried because...
You don't have to tell us.
Because my son is starting kindergarten very soon.
Aww.
And I feel a lot like we've been very busy. We've been gone doing stuff. And I just feel like I already barely get to see him. And I just know... Once he starts school, I'm going to see him even less. So thanks for bringing that up again.
Well, Slacker, you're the only one left.
So somebody ask me a question.
Are you okay?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The other day, I went to the gas station. Slacker, this is a place where you fill up your car. You don't charge it there. You just fill it up.
I was just thinking about this the other day. It's so magical because there's chargers right here by work that are free. And so it's just like the amount of money I save just on gas is like ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's so, and just, it's just freeing. Like I don't.
It's also nice to not have to charge your car for like how many hours?
Yeah, but I'm in here. So it's like, this is not an inconvenience.
Just trying to make you feel bad.
No, it's not going to work. It's so amazing.
Just remind him of how many tires he's gotten.
Okay. There is, my friends at Big O, every time these Teslas blow through them, because they do blow through them, they're just always there going, hey, you bought the warranty, didn't you? And they just slap on more tires for me. So okay. Thank you, Big O.
So Aaron was at the gas station.
Yep, I was at the gas station.
She's the one who brought me into it. I didn't do it.
I did. But I pulled up to the gas tank and I saw that it was, I don't remember exactly what it says, but it basically said like $20 ready. Like it was pre-filled. And I was like, what? What do I do? Like no one
you
was here.
You get the free gas. What do you?
So I did.
What? And this is a thing that can happen?
Yeah, because apparently, and I didn't realize this until after I had talked to one of my friends, she said someone paid it forward. They put 20 in and left. And I thought I was just stealing from someone. Or like the clerk, the attendant put it on the wrong one, never fixed it, whatever, because we all do the 20 on, double check three.
Maybe. I didn't even know that's a thing that can happen.
Right?
Yeah, you can walk in and say, hey, can you put 20 on three? And they will, and then you fill up that 20. Or you can swipe your card at the thing and just fill up until you take it out.
But when you walk in and do that, when do you get the slushy?
That's first.
I don't understand. You can do other stuff inside.
You have such a weird relationship with gas stations. You're the weirdest person I've ever met.
You go there. You go there not to get gas more often than you go to get gas.
Oh, he gets gas. Just not.
Yeah.
Not in his car.
He does though. I do, yeah.
Like
Quick Trip Quick Trip is one of his favorite restaurants.
Legit.
The QT Kitchen for sure. Yeah, grilled cheese.
They stop abbreviating it. Is that what they call
it's called? Yes. Okay, they're open till 9.
I think we all should live a day in the life of T-Hack. Just once.
I don't think my intestines can handle.
No. There was the one time I went to the Quick Trip by Fiddler's and I literally had to text a group and say like, there's so many slushy machines here. It was very surprising.
I am glad that, because to me, I get real paranoid. Are you guys like this when you pump your gas and then it's done and then you're like, no, do you want a receipt? No receipt. And you have to wait until it says,
yeah,
thank you. And then you get back in the car to be like, I don't want.
Well, you think somebody else is going to come. It's going to leave your account
maybe
open.
Yeah, that's what it feels
like.
It
stops the second you put that pump back in. It's
no,
over.
It doesn't, because I have been the designated person to stand holding the pump because we had 30 cents off or whatever. So my sister filled her car and then my brother pulled up after.
It you did the supercard shuffle?
Oh my gosh. I didn't even know what you were referring to, and now I get it.
But my point is, should I have also paid it forward?
Yes!
Because I just took off.
That would have required you to then get out of your car, go inside, put 20 on three. Like, but honestly, if it was me and I pulled up to that, I'd get scared and I would have pulled up to it. I would have moved
to
a different. Yeah, I would have been like, what's happening? I'm going to steal money. So I'm impressed that you used it.
But if you did pay it forward, I would be too tempted. Then I would just kind of circle. I'd wait. I'd want to see who comes. If you're in the drive-thru and you pay it forward, you kind of see the car behind you. And you kind of like, oh, they've got kids in the back. Okay. Like, you can make a judgment call. I feel like, wouldn't you want to see who gets it? And you'd be kind of, no?
Guys, yes. Am I the only person in this room who's never paid it?
Oh my God, you selfish bee.
I just never thought to be like, and by the way, get the one behind me.
Okay.
Mm.
And now I feel bad.
All right, you and T-Hack, you're going to the QT kitchen and he's going to stand directly behind you.
Yeah. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. Basically, if you get offered drugs, just take them.
Oh.
I think the phrase is say no to drugs.
Yeah. No. It's going to change today to go like, oh yeah, I'll take that. Okay. The alternative is much, much worse.
Oh no.
Oh, well, I have a story. Not everything is worth stealing.
Oh. I also think stealing is bad.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Germany.
Oh, get to the chopper.
No.
Yeah, get to the chopper.
Gutenberg.
It's not a tumor. I'll be back.
Right, that's yeah. not
That's
German.
It. There he comes. It's Arnold.
There was a man in Germany. He held up a clothing store. The bad news for him, he didn't do a lot of recon ahead of time.
I didn't have time to do recon.
Yeah, so they had almost no cash in the store.
Oh.
And he said, please, look for cash. Look under there. And the guy goes, underwear. Oh, he wanted the underwear.
What?
There we had... The clothing store did have underwear, so he said, "Well, I'm not gonna leave with nothing."
Hold that on, wasn't just a T-hack pun.
No, that's.
Is that really what happened?
Is a news story.
Okay,
what
I'm sorry.
So there wasn't a lot of cash, so he said, "Give me the underwear."
Give me the underwear. Yeah, he said, "You got something? Give it to me." Is that Speedos?
What is happening?
So the thief stole about $188 worth of assorted undergarments.
Nice.
Since that will show them.
Like one bra could be worth that much.
Yeah, it is clear.
Nice.
It's unclear. I don't know what kind of underwear do Germans wear? Do we?
I don't know.
Lederhosen.
Where?
Oh, I knew she would know.
Wait, was it?
We don't have time for my story. We are so off the rails. So he didn't get any cash. He robbed
a
store.
Got the underwear.
It was cash free. Okay.
$188 worth, which could be one bra.
But I'm gonna need
What's he gonna do with that? I'm pissed.
Okay, listen. I'm mostly mad because you tried to sneak one of your puns in and you're trying to not claim it. You did the underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I thought he was just joking.
No, he was. He was joking. I don't think that's what happened, but it's a fine.
It was a mixture of both.
Okay, Italian.
Okay, I don't know what's happening, but let's just keep moving on. My story, not from Florida. It's from Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, bro.
You know Starbucks started here?
Oh my gosh.
Have you been to the fish market? That really got
so a dude showed up at a fire station and offered the firefighters their whippets.
Huh?
Which is some sort of like it's like nitrous oxide or something. Yeah, it's a little balloon filled with nitrous oxide and you just like and like
so he just walked up and he's like, yo, firefighters.
Hey, you guys want some whippets?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
They said, thank you, sir. We do not.
Mm, very
generous.
So
he got into his car and rammed the fire truck.
Oh! What?
Yeah.
They didn't say, thank you, sir. We do not. Also, 911. Well, they are 911.
No, yeah, they are 911. There was nobody to call.
Him.
Someone should, like, tell someone.
Right. Then before he sped away, he rammed the truck.
Oh.
Then sped away.
So they didn't even catch the guy?
No. Later on, the police did see a very damaged car with a man whippeted out. And, yeah, they were able to get him.
Good. Mm. He better pay for what he did to our public workers.
Okay. I don't have anything else. I don't have any puns. I don't have...
Okay.
I thought you were talking about the dogs at first. Aren't those whippets?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Do you think the whole thing was dogs?
No.
He said, I'm going to whip it good into the...
Oh, my God!
Into
please.
The fire truck.
Okay, those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.